This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The government has reassured that fertilizer availability in the country remains sufficient, with supplies continuing to exceed requirements for the Kharif 2026 season. Addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi today, Additional Secretary in the Department of Fertilizers, Aparna Sharma, said that the domestic production of fertilizers has reached 62.37 LMT, while imports stand at about 15.39 LMT, taking total availability to around 78 LMT during the current period. She emphasized that fertilizer security in the country remains strong, stable, and well-managed. Meanwhile, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that there is uninterrupted supply of LPG, petrol and diesel across the country. Additional Secretary in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, said that all the seafarers in the region are safe and no incident involving Indian sea vessels has been reported in the last 24 hours. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today flagged off the extended Srinagar-Jammu Vande Bharat Express service from Jammu Tawi Railway Station. The train, which previously operated from Srinagar up to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra, will now run up to Jammu Tawi. The regular services on the extended route will begin from Saturday. The train will now operate with 20 coaches instead of 8, which will significantly enhance the capacity, connectivity and comfort. With the extension of Vande Bharat train, the passengers can travel between Jammu and Srinagar in less than 5 hours. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today described Pakistan as a centre for international terrorism and India as a hub of information technology. Speaking at the National Security Summit 2.0 in New Delhi, he said that Operation Sindoor gave a message to the world that India will not tolerate any terrorist activity under any circumstance. Mr. Singh reaffirmed the government policy of no distinction to be made between terrorism and its sponsors. The Election Commission, EC, has introduced a QR code-based photo identity card system through its ECI Net platform to eliminate the possibility of any unauthorized person from entering counting centres. The poll body has said that the initiative will come into effect from the 4th of next month. India has achieved a significant milestone by meeting an all-time peak electricity demand of 256.1 gigawatt or GW in April without any shortage. New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi, in a social media post, said that solar energy has played a critical role in this achievement. The Supreme Court today strongly objected to a plea filed by AIIMS seeking to set aside its earlier order that permitted a 15-year-old girl to medically terminate her 30-week pregnancy. The court also asked the centre to consider amending the law to allow rape survivors to terminate unwanted pregnancies even beyond 20 weeks. It observed that in cases of pregnancy arising from rape, there should not be a rigid time limit. The first Culture Working Group meeting under India's BRICS Presidency 2026 concluded today in New Delhi. The meeting, chaired by Secretary of Ministry of Culture Vivek Agarwal, witnessed participation of BRICS countries virtually. The Indian delegation was represented by Member Secretary of Indira Gandhi National Centre for the Arts, Dr. Sajidanand Joshi, and other officials. In a social media post, the Ministry of Culture said that India's presidency of BRICS emphasizes cultural, people-to-people exchanges and strategic cooperation. Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi today met officials from the Indian Army in New Delhi to discuss strengthening the procurement systems for the armed forces. In a social media post, the minister said, "The government remains committed to ensuring high-quality, nutritious supplies for its armed forces while supporting farmers and promoting sustainable practices." In IPL cricket today, Gujarat Titans will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Ahmedabad. It's at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets. And benchmark domestic equity indices ended over 0.7% lower today. Sensex dropped 583 points to close at 76,914, while Nifty lost 180 points to settle at 23,998. And that is the end of this news bulletin.